college football full circle.
Second and seven, Leary has tons of time into the end zone. Caught! Miraculously, Connor! DJ into the end zone. Incomplete for Ross, and the streak is over. They answer the opportunity. NC State rides on the strength of the pack.
All right, here we go. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM Channel 204. Joining me as always, go for the chalk. As we now have him this
That's
week.
It.
This is
go
only
going to
go on.
Chalk.
This is only for 1 week, Joe. I'm not going to do this for you forever. Obviously, go for the two, the Encyclopedia of College Football, Joe Lisi. Only this week you go for the chalk, Joe.
That's all right. That's okay. I need that. I need to be pumped up a little bit. That's okay. It's all right. You know, and we joke, we kid around, but as we inch closer to Saturday and the weekend, you know, I take it personal. Those chalk that I picked this week, and you know the ones that I'm on, they better come to fruition and step up and make a play. Everybody better have their head on a swivel, man. You got to pick up that robber. Remember Any Given Sunday when he
yes,
says that?
Yes, pick up the
Robbins,
robber.
Robbins, what are you doing, man? You got to have your head on a swivel, man. You got to pick up that robber. Meanwhile, Al Pacino had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
But he did a really good job in that movie.
He
or
did.
At least I
he
thought
did.
That he did. I thought he did a really good job. All right, Joe. So today's usually the day where we start to move towards the weekend here. It's Thursday, of course. We got a game. We got a couple games on Friday night. Full slate, as always, on Saturday. Start to dive in, take a look at where things are moving around numbers-wise as we've hit midweek. Let's start with, you know what, there's a couple pretty good games Thursday and Friday, Joe, so we'll start our week there. And a really big spot, first game of the weekend, which is Miami and Virginia on Thursday night. I mean, this is an enormous game, in my opinion, for Manny Diaz and for Miami. With the way that they've started the season, they have their first ACC game here at home, primetime game on a Thursday night. Not a great NFL game either. So there's a chance that people might want to tune over and see what Miami's doing. Right now, Joe, you know, it opened at 3, up to 5.5, 6 in some spots as well, against the Virginia Cavaliers. Is this the week that the U finally gets going?
Well, I hope it does, because I picked them at the start of the year over their win total. Totally disappointing. De'Ara King, the crew, have not lived up to expectations. We talked about Manny Diaz. Did he lose this team? What is the real identity? He came out this week and defended the organization and the administration because Kirk Herbstreit called them out. They're not dedicated and committed to football. This is a very disciplined team in Virginia, and even though they got blown out by North Carolina, they got blown out by Wake Forest, Bronco Mendenhall is a better head coach, in my opinion, than Manny Diaz, and he might have the better quarterback in Brennan Armstrong. This game was 19-14 last year. Miami didn't cover the 12.5. You're coming right back to the well with 7 points off that from last year in intrinsic value, as they say, Carver. -114. I haven't made this a best bet, and I will never make Miami a best bet the rest of the year. But I'm going to pull the trigger on the Hurricanes here. I don't love this, though. I got to be honest. I don't love you. The size of Virginia's receivers scare me, but I still got to think that in first ACC game, they step up. If they lose, Diaz should just go, don't even go back to the office. Just take your clothes and go to the rec hall. Go somewhere else. We don't want to see you. You're dead to us.
Little garbage bag game for Manny Diaz if you can't get this one done at home, right, Joe? Get the glad bag out and empty the office. No, look, Joe, I'm not. I gotta tell you, I'm not getting sucked in again here. No. I'm back in Virginia, 100% in this game. Listen, I thought, let me jump on Miami after they got whacked by Alabama. They're gonna have a huge bounce back at home against App State. They won the game, but they didn't cover. They were awful. The next week, nope, they're actually gonna do it this week. They got Michigan State at home, noon kickoff down in the heat in Florida. They're gonna take care their business. They get whacked that night. That afternoon, I should say. And I don't care what they did against Central Connecticut State, Joe. That's a tomato can game. That game does not count. This is the another time. So I'm supposed to go to the well again and say, well, this is the week that Miami's going to finally bust out. I'm tired of that nonsense, Joe. This is a mediocre football team. Virginia has shown me a little something in some spots this year. I'd rather back them getting some points on the road in a primetime game. You keep making this higher. Go ahead. You want to get me to six? Get me to seven? Give me. I'll sell. Buy. I'll buy it all, Joe. I'll keep buying on Virginia. Let's go.
I could see Carver going to the misses, but it's a sure thing, honey. I gotta go to the ATM. You don't understand. It's Manny Diaz. It's the Hurricanes. We're talking about Bronco Mendenhall. I can see. Please let me just leave. I'll get you milk. Don't worry about it.
And here's the other thing I'm buying, Joe, is I'll buy the over, too. I've watched enough Virginia games this year where let's buy the over. Come on. Bring it on up. You said last year, low-scoring game. We'll reverse
dead under last year.
Yeah, well, dead over this year.
2 years ago, too. 14-11, 14-12.
Wow.
I got to look.
All right, so now we have a little bit of a deeper trend on the under between these two teams, Joe. Yeah, but didn't you say last year was a monsoon? Didn't they have some heavy rain last year? All right, let's take a look at the forecast Thursday night. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We'll come back and we'll keep rocking going through all this weekend's games right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe. So we've also got three games on Friday night coming up. We spent a little time yesterday talking about this Iowa-Maryland game. Two undefeated teams in College Park. Big game, open at 4, down to 3.5. Iowa, of course, the road favorite. Seeing a total that opened at 46, getting up around 47.5, 48 right now. We know how Iowa likes to play. They want to play bully ball. They want to pound the rock. They want to keep it low scoring. That's why that total's under 50. I got to tell you, I think Maryland's got a little juice here on Friday night, Joe. I do. I kind of like the Terps. I'm probably making a big mistake. It's not a game that I absolutely love on the entire board this weekend, but I think the Terps at home on a Friday could put a little scare in Iowa.
It's possible, and they're going to be amped up. I know that they covered on a Friday night on the road. I believe the last time they were on a Friday night, they got pasted by Penn State 59-0. I do believe that. I gotta look at that and double-check. But they covered as a 21.5-point dog last year against Tanner Morgan and the crew. Won that ball game outright, 45-44. And I believe 2 years ago in 2019, they got absolutely boat raced. Now, does that play in? No, to a degree. But at the end of the day, you still have a very blue-collar team in Iowa. Do we really feel that Iowa can run at will on them? This Maryland defense is sort of improved, right? It is critical for Maryland to score first in this ball game. Get the fans involved. Take the pressure off. Put the pressure on Spencer Petras. I mean, he's been mediocre at best. You want to talk about a quarterback that's just getting by on the defense. Spencer Petras is the guy. 101 passing yards week one, 148 against who they play week two? Iowa State? Come on. Are you kidding me? And then he barely put up numbers against Kent State.
No, he's not
this
good.
This is going to be, I mean, This is the classic pickup truck versus the Ferrari, right? You got the high octane offense, and they're on the strip, right? And they're getting ready to drag, and the girl comes out, and she's got the bandana like Fast and Furious, and Carver's like, give me the Ferrari, I'll take the Ferrari.
Give me the fast right? car, baby. That's what I want.
And what was this? Cars? Remember Cars with what was his name? McCrone's Kraken or whatever his name is.
Lightning McCrone. Queen.
Lightning McQueen, McCrone's Kraken, or whatever his name was. And I used to watch that with my kids. I'm getting older. What do you want? Same thing. Lightning McQueen, whatever. All right. Here he comes with his pickup, and somehow, some way, Kirk Ferentz and the crew come out with a victory in College Park.
I think Iowa wins the game, but I think that Maryland gives him a little push. So. We'll talk about this one more.
It's such a tight number, though. That's the problem. It's under four, it could be a 3-point game for much of the way, and then boom.
Yeah.
Tyler Goodson touchdown. You lose by 10.
Right.
And then you're screwed.
Listen, that's why we play the games that we play, Joe. I mean, this is that can happen at any time with any of these games that we're involved with. Other game, I'm gonna get to BYU in a minute. You got something on Houston Tulsa? Quick, you seemed very excited about that. I know you love playing against Dana Holgorsen.
Yes, that's the play. That's a system play.
Yeah, just that's a system
bing,
play. Just
bing,
go against Holgorsen.
Bing. Right. He's going to look like he rolled out of bed. I got a game this week. Hang on.
We've got a little bit of the, of course, reverse line movement here. Opening at Tulsa -3. It's gone to 4.5 and 5 in some spots. And that's with, I'm seeing right now, at least it's still early in the week, 55% of the tickets and 79% of the money on Houston. Yet the line's still moving in Tulsa's favor. Hurricane on Friday night, Joe. You love the Golden Hurricane.
I love them. -4.5. -105 on FanDuel. -205 on the money line. I'm telling you, this game, we're going to be talking about it on Friday. And like Holgorsen did it again. It's a system play. He's going to look dumbfounded. He's going to have the sheet there. Hair's a... Put a Flo-by to that hair. I don't even know what the hell he's got going on. It's
love
a mess.
On Holgorsen, man.
He's
Holgorsen's
terrible.
In your
Come
top
on.
Five.
That should have been a week one play against Rico Jefferson, Texas Tech. Oh, I don't know why I didn't do it. I knew it. He's terrible.
Third game
so
on
overrated.
Friday night. Undefeated BYU, who has some good wins this year. They did not cover last week against South Florida. Much putting a big smile on Joe Lisi's face late on Saturday night with South Florida getting the cover against BYU. Now they go to Utah State. We never talked about this game from the weekend, Joe, the Boise-Utah State game. Me and you were both very high on Utah State. Thought they'd be in that game. They were brutal. At home, on set. Let me tell you, Joe, brutal. They moved, and here's the thing, in the first half, they moved the ball up and down the field. They missed a field goal. They had a field goal blocked. They just couldn't score any points. And then in the second half, it's like, you know, the house of cards just kind of collapsed on them. Like, Boise kept saying, like, here, please, score some points. And Utah State kept saying no. And then eventually, like, they had, like, this really bizarre, they went, like, this fake punt on 4th and 20 from their own, you know, 15. It was like they did some weird stuff. It bothered me, and now I'm off the Utah State train.
No, you got to get back on it.
Let me tell you, I'm on Sataki Friday night. Especially if this stays under 10, I'm on BYU going to Utah State, Joe.
I'm taking the Aggies. I didn't like what I saw out of BYU, some multiple injuries. Baylor Romney took over for Jaron Hall. That's, you know, he's mobile, but he's not so mobile like Jaron Hall. Aggies did not show well as a home dog. You're going to get a much better effort in this ballgame. -110 either way. Home dog, I like them +8.5. Love them +250 on the money line.
Wow. You think the Aggies can get the outright win against BYU on Friday?
I do.
Yeah, I'm not going there, Joe. You're
going with Sataki. He's slowly reverted back to form. on Saturday night.
Well, look, he had a 21-0 lead in the first quarter, and he took his foot off the gas with the backup quarterback That's what I feel like Satake did. I think that here gets himself a little national TV game. Obviously, they'll be on along with Iowa, Maryland. I think that he puts the foot down and he takes care of business. Give me a big number.
It's possible.
Anything under 10, Joe, I'm playing BYU. If it gets over 10, maybe I'll reconsider. And this total's gone up as well. Open 57.5 up to 62.5 in some places as well. So a lot of people on the over between BYU and Utah State as we get ready. So three games on a Friday night. Oh, you got the big Dartmouth Penn game on Friday night too, Joe. No line for that game yet. I know you're.
Well, we got TCU in Texas.
That is Saturday afternoon.
Afternoon
kickoff.
Is it?
I'm
looking at FanDuel. They have.
But we could start there on Saturday afternoon if you'd like, because hey, listen, one of the reasons why Sarkisian's at Texas right now is because his predecessors could never beat TCU. What is it? 7 of the last 9 they've lost to the Horned Frogs and Gary Patterson.
Don't forget the press conference. Remember when
the press conference too? Yes,
where they the Big 12 and they said, "Well, you like to lose to TCU."
Now this is a perfect spot here. Short number 5.5 right now. People are going to go off of last week. They're going to go off of Texas, what they did to Texas Tech. They're going to go off of TCU losing to SMU. And I think that you're going to see tons of people backing the Longhorns. And that's where I'll say, not so fast, my friend, right? I think that that's what you have to say here. We'll talk about when we get back, Joe. I want to see, of course, the public pounding Texas so far here early in the week. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. We will come back, start going through a bunch of the early games on Saturday right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle, Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, so we were just getting into it. Texas TCU, I was kind of giving you my thoughts on it. The reasons why the, you know, the public will probably go wild on Texas this week after what they did, how TCU lost to SMU. What are you thinking right now?
Well, this line jumped. It was 2.5 for much of Sunday night into Monday, and then they all of a sudden bet it right up to 5.5. And obviously, Gary Patterson came out. He was all upset about SMU at the end of that loss last week. Terrible performance, by the way, of TCU. This defense fell apart. Playing at home, you're a 9.5-point favorite. You get abused by Sonny Dykes and Tanner Mordecai. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
And they did get abused. Absolutely.
They got abused. Come on. They were never in that ball game in the second half. You're playing from behind. I thought for sure that at least Patterson, and I put him on the hot seat a couple years ago, and he got off last year with a 6-4 performance. They played well at the start of the year, although Cal pushed them. They're not playing good football right now, and the only way they can win is if they run the football on Texas. I like Casey Thompson. I think this team has an identity.
I think Texas is due to get a win over TCU, Joe.
I think it's a light number.
No success against Patterson over the last decade. I think it's time.
I like Sark in this spot. I like Sark in the. I don't love this game, but I do like Sark in this spot with Casey Thompson, Bijan Robinson. There's just so many weapons. You got to believe that Texas is going to come to play, right? They can't get blown out in this game. They got to be in striking distance, five and a half.
I don't think they could get. I don't think they'd get blown.
No, but you know, I mean, blown out is being down 10, 14. They've done it before.
Look, I think this is a close game. I think the 5.5 points will matter. I don't know if TCU wins this game at home, but I think this is a game that's definitely in doubt in the final minutes. And I like the under as well. This isn't good. I don't think the TCU. I know that TCU played a wild game with SMU last week. That's not really their DNA. I think that they play a little bit slower with Texas coming to town.
Yeah, it's possible. I'll say this about what I mean by blown out. Sometimes it's not just the score. It's the ability not to establish tempo. If you're a team that, let's say, wants to run the football and you need to establish the tempo and you're always playing from behind and the first team scores and you tie it up and then the second team scores and you tie it up and then they score again, and even though the score is tied, you're not establishing the line of scrimmage. You're not dictating the tempo. That's what I mean by Texas being blown out. If they're, this game last year in Austin, Max Duggan was running all over the field on that defense. They could never play with a lead. Every time they did score, TCU answered. TCU would jump up. They didn't have the answers from an offense and defensive perspective. If I'm Sark, I know I have the better offense here. I'm going all out. Full throttle ahead. Try and catch us if you can. Just the way Sonny Dykes did. That's got to be the matchup in this ballgame. Do we take the over here?
Man, it's hefty, Joe. I mean, 65.5, 66. It is a hefty, hefty number to play the over here. I'll think about it just because Texas has played some wild ones, but I lean to the under right now, Joe. I think TCU is going to want to slow this game down. Especially, they played a game out of character last week against SMU. I don't think that they're going to want to do that again with the Longhorns. More noon Eastern kicks for you, man. I hope P.J. Fleck was able to get some of the water out of the boat as he now has to.
He has to go
to Purdue to take on the Boilermakers. Listen, 2.5, Purdue home favorite here over Minnesota. I know they just lost to Bowling Green. But honestly, I mean, Minnesota's better than Purdue. I don't know what to think of this game, Joe.
This was the game last year where everybody on Twitter was up in arms with the phantom pass interference call, but they forget about the pass interference call that they called about 10 plays earlier on Minnesota that allowed Jack Plummer and the Boilermakers offense to score. We forget about that. All that matters is at the end of the game.
Don't mind that, Joe. Don't mind that.
No, that one doesn't matter. You know, we only care about the one that is in the spotlight. So, and I tweeted that out last year. People hate me for that. It's okay. Get in line.
Nobody hates you, Joe. That's impossible. Well, I just don't find it possible to say that somebody hates you.
Come on. There's people. But Minnesota, to me, play toe-to-toe with Jack Plummer in that ballgame. Do you believe in Tanner Morgan? Do you believe in the offense? Coming off a loss, Fleck put all the blame on himself and should be. You coach like absolute garbage,
look,
PJ.
That's typical coach speak. You know, I'm taking the blame. He wants to get it off of the kids. I
hope he threw a helmet in the locker room.
Listen, the team's not that good. Let's just put it that way.
No. But I still think they could steal the West. I'm going to take the 2.5 with PJ. He's a better road.
Think they could steal the West? Is that what I just heard you slip in there under the covers? I think they could steal the West.
I picked them at the start of the year. I picked them over the 7 win total. Keep in mind, don't get crazy on me. They are 8-3 over the last couple of years on the road or on a neutral field site. Got the victory a couple weeks ago, laying short number. They were laying a short number with Colorado, and your guy Carl Durrell. And they won that ball game.
The legend, the myth,
30-0. I think they can run the football. That's what you need. That travels well. I got a good quarterback. You might love him. You might hate him. I like Tanner Morgan. Give me the 2.5 points with Minnesota outright over Purdue.
Wow, look at you, Joe. I like it. It's very spicy for you. I actually kind of like Minnesota, too. They go to West Lafayette. I think they'll take care of business here. Pitt and Georgia Tech. This is after me telling you that I'm high on the Yellow Jackets after what they've done the past couple weeks. They get your boy Narduzzi at home. 3.5 right now. The road favorite.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Road favorite. They haven't covered Georgia Tech in back-to-back games. It might be even three in a row. I was on both Georgia Tech in both of these matchups 2 years ago in Atlanta. They were catching 8.5, lost by 10. I think they were catching 6.5 to start, 7.5 last year. The kid from Pittsburgh puts in a touchdown with 50 seconds left. We don't cover. I love Jeff Sims. I love this offense when he's the quarterback. I hate Narduzzi. I can't stand him either. Give me Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech plus the 3.5 at minus 114, plus the 142 outright over Pittsburgh.
I got to tell you, Joe, I'm joining you. I might get screwed here because I'm suddenly back in Georgia Tech because I believe in their performances the last 2 weeks against North Carolina and against Clemson. I know that you remember they screwed your week number one against Northern Illinois. I remember that. But
Sims got hurt.
Think they could win this game outright. Give me the plus 142, Joe. Let's go. We're probably both going to get screwed by the Yellow Jackets.
We're going to get waxed in this
Jeff
game.
Collins,
you know that, right?
But I just have to play them here. Getting points at home against Pittsburgh, who I don't think is that great. I think this is a good spot
Pittsburgh
for Georgia
got the
Tech.
Win. Pittsburgh got the win over Tennessee in Knoxville. What's the weather in Atlanta? Let's see. That heat is should get to them, right? It should get to the Panthers in this ballgame, you would think.
I don't know. What kind of heat can there be in early October, late September in Atlanta?
It's 84. Humidity's 48%
today. That's no big deal.
60% on Saturday. That's got to be a factor.
Maybe.
To some degree. It's a 12 o'clock kick. Going to be hot there.
We're just trying to find any reason we can to not...
I like Jeff Sims. I'll tell you why. I like Collins over Narduzzi. That's all I need. Narduzzi with the glasses.
Collins has impressed me the last couple weeks. I'll give him that.
You're getting on his train, finally.
I like some of the things that he said... after the Clemson game, I can get in on Jeff Collins here. So that's a good one in the ACC on Saturday afternoon.
I like all dogs here early on. This is scary.
Wow. So no go for the chalk here in the early 12.
Oh, well, no. I do like one. Memphis minus the 10.5.
I was just
going
to say to you, but, you know, Temple stinks, as we know. You get Memphis coming in. Memphis has some good wins. They blew that game against UTSA a week ago. I think the total's low here too, Joe. 60.5. I think this is a game that Memphis wins, somewhere in the range of 48-31 or something like that.
I like Silverfield. The kid Hennigan was lighting it up. They got that lucky victory over Miss State, right? They lose to UTSA. Man,
it was lucky.
Last week. That was lucky. They should have lost two in a row.
I mean, they scored touchdowns every which way possible in that Miss
State. Temple has no identity, none whatsoever. They have no identity offensively. They're going to get waxed.
This is a good road spot for Memphis here. 10.5 is your line right now.
Although
we got an although.
No, because every time dating back from when Paxton Lynch was there, Temple would play Memphis tough. That's the only thing that, I mean, I don't love this game.
Now you're getting back to the days when Matt Rhule was the coach at Temple, Joe. I mean,
but you got to look at the series perspective. That matters.
That ship has sailed, Joe. That was a while.
I understand, but there's still Memphis to get the victory last year. They did.
We got some more games in the noon window, including North Carolina, who I have vowed I would never bet on for or against again, Joe. So we'll get into that. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep rolling. Saturday's games on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joe, you actually did send me a couple news items last night. You texted them to me, and I always like to bring them up because they're usually pretty interesting. Are you
bulletin board material in the Carver household?
One of them is, but first, before I get to that, how about Arizona football is going so bad that they're holding walk-on tryouts in the middle of the season? Joe, are you going out for Arizona football? Do you have any eligibility left?
I do have.
Out to Tucson. Let's go.
Yeah, yes. Can you wheel me out there? I'll put on a jersey like Chuck Levy back in the day and Chuck Cecil. I'll try out right now. Middle of the season, 0-4. This team is pathetic. They're going to have walk-ons. Are you kidding me? How bad they are? You called it. They are a tomato can walking. They did cover against Oregon plus 28.5, though, so you got to give them credit.
I do give them credit for covering against Oregon. They were in a lot of that football game, Joe. But man, they really stink. I mean, there's just no way around.
Kevin Sumlin is like, hey, the plane's drive. Kev, what's going on? Oh, we're going down. He ran it right into the ground.
He certainly did.
Khalil Tate.
But he got a lot of money. He sure got paid.
It's like, we're going left. No, we're going down.
And I think you also, and then you sent me this other thing, and this was clearly just to gas me up, about Cincinnati quarterback Desmond Ridder. Warned his offensive coordinator about how loud, he was warned by the OC how loud Notre Dame would be this weekend. His response, I told him it shouldn't be loud for too long. Ooh.
Wow.
Your boy Desmond Ridder getting involved, saying that he's going to quiet the Irish faithful in South Bend this Saturday.
Yes, what do you think about that, Carver? I'm sure that juiced you up late at night. I wanted your blood pressure to go from like 110 over 80 or 110 over to 70 to like 165 over like 120. I wanted you to be like through the roof. I sent that and I had a smirk when I sent that, by the way.
Yeah, I bet that you did, Joe, and that's exactly what you did. You got me fired up about it. I can't wait for the Irish to take this guy down on Saturday in South Bend.
You're underdogs. You're underdogs. That's all I'm going to say. No respect.
It is moving no respect. Now, it's back to 2.5 at FanDuel. I did see it go to 1.5 in a couple places yesterday, Joe, including FanDuel. Late yesterday afternoon when I was doing the show, I was doing Coast to Coast with Scotty, it had gone to 1.5. So it's back to 2.5 now. Low total, 250.5. They're going to wake up the echoes on Saturday afternoon, Joe.
No respect. Basically, they're treating you and the fan base and Notre Dame right now, Cincinnati, right? Like Billy Betts and Goodfellas. That's exactly like maybe you haven't heard. No more shines.
Joe's trying to get me up here.
That's exactly what they're treating the Notre Dame fan base. It's like, are you kidding me? You're underdogs in your own house. You're just coming off a dominating 28-point performance over Wisconsin and Paul Christ, worst coach in the Big Ten. You're coming off that victory, and they're treating you. They're treating you with no respect.
Joe, you've got me already. All right, you don't need to gas me up any further. I'm there already. Okay. I want to beat Cincinnati on Saturday, and I don't get this hyped up about too many Notre Dame games. You know me. I'm very realistic with the Irish. I told you all preseason 9, maybe 10 wins. I didn't think they were going back to the playoff, etc. But if there's one game I do want to go, it's this Saturday with the Bearcats. I want this one badly, Desmond Ridder. Luke Fickell. It's about to end for that whole crew over there. Duke and North Carolina in Chapel Hill.
Let's just take the points. Let's just take it. I don't even want to.
I already told you, I'm not betting any more North Carolina games for or against them. I'm tired of it. I can't do it anymore. If I had to lean one way, clearly it would be with the points with Duke. How about the monstrous 71.5 total, too, Joe?
No, I think it could be an under just because Duke's offense is inconsistent still. I mean, these teams have trended to the over.
They weren't inconsistent against Northwestern 2 weeks ago. That's for sure. They certainly weren't inconsistent against Pat Fitzgerald's defense.
No.
They weren't inconsistent that day.
True. Wow. Yeah, I would
still
take
bothered
the points,
about that, Joe. Do you think I'm still upset about Northwestern's performance in Durham a couple weeks ago?
No, but I'll tell you what I did do. You're gonna laugh at me. I know I'm jumping the gun here. I broke down a game last night for the weekend, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna take a shot now. I'm gonna buy low, sell high. Right? I was bottom picking. I was scrounging to the depths of the sea of which team is like at its lowest point. And I found the 12 o'clock action, and it's perfectly ripe. And this line is like blowing through the roof right now. Blowing through the roof. Wisconsin, a 2.5-point favorite over Jim Harbaugh and Cade McNamara right now. Minus 105 on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Minus 105, Carver.
I got to tell you, Joe, I think that this is the week. This is the week that Michigan goes down.
I think so, too.
This is the week. This is just, I don't know. They're undefeated. A good win at home against Washington. Survived Rutgers last week. Wisconsin coming off the loss to Notre Dame. I just feel like Chris, who I know we don't love, he's going to get his bully football back against Michigan on the ground like he did last year in Ann Arbor. And he is going to try to steamroll them here and just grind them down. -2.5. I think I'm in on the Badgers right now here as we hit midweek, Joe.
I put my toe in the water when it was 1.5 last night, and I took a little. Think about this. 351 and 346. Those are the back-to-back rushing yard performances for Wisconsin against Michigan. So there's no thought process for Paul Chryst. That's good. It's actually, he should have a lobotomy and not have to think about how to game plan because he's absolutely horrible. But this should be just a no-brainer. You can get anybody off the street. Run! Run! I run through a wall. I run through, like Drago. I must break
both,
you.
They're both
I must break
to,
you.
They're both looking to just pound the rock the whole game.
Yeah, I know. This has dead under. This has everybody thought Notre Dame and Wisconsin would be last week. This game will be like 6-3.
And I know people are looking at it and they're like, man, 43.5, that's a low total. They can't make this number low enough between Michigan and Wisconsin. They can't make it low enough, Joe.
What is Wisconsin saying in the locker room? Hey, Graham Mertz, can you give us more than one touchdown pass? You think he can throw one in this game?
He absolutely stinks, Joe. Joe,
remember when they were talking about Graham Mertz for Heisman?
Well, yeah, he had the little logo that he put out with the NIL. Remember he had like the first personal logo when they announced all those deals? He stinks, Joe.
Graham Mertz.
He is not going to be the reason that Wisconsin, if they do win this game against Michigan on Saturday, it will not be because of him.
You know what, though? Both of these coaches are going to coach nervous. You think Harbaugh, we're 4-0. I'm Jim Harbaugh. I got the mystique back. He's going to be shaken with the play calling sheet. Him and Josh Gattis. It's like, it's 3rd and 5, Jim. What are you going to do? We got to pass. Oh, my God. We got to
throw
the ball. Oh, man. We got to throw it? You mean we actually have to throw it more than a 5-yard hitch? Are you kidding me? This
not
is going to be
scene when they got.
And I'll tell you this: if Wisconsin does somehow, some way lose this game, the jump around's got to go for the rest of the year. I don't want to see jump around.
Tired of it.
I know. We're building it up. Jump around. Yeah, you're 1-3. Okay, jump around. Jump out the window. Now, come on. You're 1-3 if you lose this game.
Joe hates everything about Paul Chryst. So jump
no, I don't hate it. I just, and, no, oh, Paul oh, Chryst dude. Is like, he doesn't have to think. He just like, oh, he's coasting this week. It's like, Paul, how's the game play? Oh, we're going to run. Yeah, we're going to run. We're going to run it. We're going to run it.
Coach, good.
Yeah, we're going to run it. We're going to run it. 3rd and 18. Yeah, we're going to run it. We're going to run it.
I'm going to tell you another game I really like. And you know that I love these off the grid type of games. I really like Charlotte getting 11.5 in Illinois on Saturday, Joe.
How are you
really
watching
do.
That game? How are you going to watch that game?
I might not actually watch it, but I...
No,
listen,
come on.
I think that this number's... I think Charlotte's going to be in this game, possibly win it outright against Illinois. That's what I think.
I can't touch that game. I can't touch that game. I like Charlotte against Duke.
We could drag
I don't like
you in
them against
here.
Illinois.
We could drag you in against
Illinois, you're not
Joe.
Getting me
come
into
on.
These MAC games early. I do like a 12 o'clock game, though. I'll come out and say
so
it right
Western
now.
So Western Michigan Buffalo, you like something in that game?
Nah, I would lean to Western Michigan because of the better offense. Buffalo's handcuffed.
I'm done with one-dimensional Buffalo after last week. I'm done with Buffalo. I don't want anything to do with them again. They had a 35-7 lead against freaking Old Dominion, and they couldn't shut the door. They should have lost the game outright. That's how bad it was.
I'll tell you, I like Tennessee plus the 2.5. I like them on the money line plus 128. Rain in the forecast in Columbia. I don't care. Give me Hendon Hooker. Give me Tennessee outright. The way they ran on the Florida Gators in that ball game, second half, they made adjustments. I like the way the team is starting to understand the scheme. It's back-to-back road games. I don't care. They put up over 200 through the air. They put up 148 on the ground against a very solid front seven in Florida. It was a rivalry game. You're talking about a Missouri defense right now that's reeling. They allowed Pat Garo to rush for 175 and two touchdowns. They allowed Boston College to rip them for 276 on the ground. This is a defensive front in Missouri giving up 271 to opposing offenses. This is a get-right game for Josh Heupel. I think he's a better head coach than Drinkwitz. I think they can run the football. You look at Tennessee's offense now, very balanced. 200 rushing, 200 passing. Hendon Hooker becoming more comfortable. He's a mobile guy. I like this matchup for Tennessee. Wear the orange pants on the road and get the W.
Look, Joe, I cannot go anywhere near Missouri after last week. They completely screwed me against Boston College. No show whatsoever. Your boy Drinkwitz over there, I'm done drinking.
My boy, I didn't like the game, my boy.
Let me just tell you, I'm done drinking his Kool-Aid. Your boy out there in Columbia wants to play a regional game. Then don't show up at Chestnut Hill and lose to the Eagles of Boston College. And he'll lose this week, too. I'm on the Vols with you, Joe. Give me a little Tennessee here. Give me Heupel to get things going. And give me a couple of points. Maybe a little over here, too, Joe. Tennessee scores points and they don't stop anybody. Could be a good over game.
Yeah, I'm with you. It could be a good over game. This game last year was dominated by Tennessee at home, and that was Connor Bazelak's first game. And they actually jumped up, and he threw some interceptions. I still think Tennessee, I could see it going over, but if they're going to run the football, it might trend to the under. That's the only concern.
Yeah, very possible. I just watching Missouri's defense last week against BC, I have no faith in them to be involved in anything. I'm saving Arkansas-Georgia for tomorrow, Joe, because that's a game we need to spend a lot of extra time on. Louisville-Wake Forest. Wake now getting more and more respect every week, laying 6.5 against Malik Cunningham and Satterfield.
I don't buy it. Louisville's 1-2 straight. I like Louisville with the quarterback matchup. Love Hartman. Think Malik Cunningham is more lethal in this ballgame. The fact that they're on the road doesn't bother me. I think they get the outright win plus 210 on the money line.
Wow, going away from the Deacons. Joe Lisi, I can't believe it. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We come back and wrap it up on Sports Grid Radio right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joe, I do got to tell you, you threw me that curveball going to the break. I'm surprised you're off Wake Forest here.
I'm not off.
I know you're not off. Do you think that the spread's too high here? Would you like Wake Forest if this was maybe 3 or 4? Is it the points that's giving you a little trepidation with the Deacons?
It's not trepidation. It's just you have to break down the football matchup. Now, it is back-to-back road games for Louisville. They played Florida State, covered that 1.5-point number, 131 to 23, and Wake has an extra day of prep, getting the victory over Brennan Armstrong in dominating fashion in Virginia. But I just think this is a bad matchup because of the mobility of Louisville. You got to look at the scheme perspective. Certain matchups are bad for certain teams. Louisville's knocked off Wake Forest in back-to-back years. They just didn't beat them. They beat them up last year. Granted, it was a COVID type of year, but to me, that's the scheme. So the scheme gives Wake's defense some problems with the mobile quarterback and Malik Cunningham. That's what I look at, and that's the cause of concern. Now, because Wake is 4-0, we're going to go from basically maybe a 2 or 3 point game to all of a sudden a touchdown? No way. No way. I'm going to take the mobile quarterback. I'm going to take the team that is opportunistic, playing on the road with some house money. Give me Louisville. I think if at worst, if they lose this game, it's a field goal. I think they actually win it, though.
Joe Lisi getting involved with the Louisville.
But that's not to take away that I'm still very high on, on Wake.
Listen, they're not going to go undefeated, Joe. They're not going to go undefeated. They're going to lose a game here or there, and it's possible Louisville coming into their place into Winston-Salem on Saturday, that could be the spot. All right, Joe, listen, tomorrow, Arkansas, Georgia, Cincinnati, Notre Dame, Bama, Ole Miss. We've got some other big game. How about this? I'm really into this Coastal Louisiana Raging Cajun game as well. Actually, they're playing ULM. I'm sorry, Coastal. We'll talk about it all tomorrow. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. See you tomorrow.